read the first 18 verses here. I want us to read the first 18 verses. You'll find my text in verse 9 when I get back up to preach. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then our Lord said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There in verse 7, look what it says. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I want to talk about our Lord Jesus Christ, the door. The door. There's nothing more common than a door. A door. There's nothing more common than a door. We got doors here, and everybody knows what the doors are for. Nowhere to go. You know you had to come in the door this morning to get in here. When you leave, you'll have to go out a door. And our Lord tells us that He is the door. He's the door. He's the door for His sheep. And our Lord Jesus oftentimes chooses to call Himself by things that's so easy for us to understand. He relates to us in such language that makes it so incredibly easy for us to understand. Calls himself the bread. Said he's the bread of life. Everybody knows what bread is, and everybody knows what bread for. Well, he said he calls himself the bread of life. So that means we live by him. We live by him. He calls himself water. We all drink water. And water's for two things, to drink and bathe in. And our Lord Jesus Christ is both of those. He refreshes our soul with His water. And then He bathes us in His precious Word every time we come to a service. So He says He's the water. We all know what water's for. Then he says he's light. Look at all the light in here. So whenever we see a door, we can think of Christ. Whenever we eat bread, we can think of Christ. Whenever we see all this light, we can think of Christ. He's the light. And then he called himself the shepherd. Everybody knows what a shepherd is and what a shepherd does and who he does it for. He does it for his sheep. And then when he called himself a door is just a common object. It's common. Everybody's got one. Most people's got two or three. They got doors. And when we think of a door, go through a door, and if we could automatically say, well, that our Lord Jesus Christ is a door. It's a common object. And a door makes a very, very simple emblem. Simple emblem. Anybody can go through a door. The dumbest or the smartest can go through a door. The highest and the lowest got to go through the door. Got to go through a door. And our Lord called himself the door of the sheepfold. Now you're thinking about a door into a sheepfold. It's the lowest kind of door you can imagine. I mean, it's just, you know, you talk about a little old door, this whole sheep in. The lowest type of door that there possibly could be, the poorest type of door. So that shows us how our Lord condescends, comes down so low to show us what is necessary to our salvation and make our poor little old brains understand something about himself. Ain't that a blessing? Now let's look at this door. Let's take a little while to look at this door. And the first thing we see about Christ being the door is the necessity of a door. The necessity of a door. Suppose there had not been a door. What if God had not provided a door? What if God had not provided bread? What if God had not provided water? You imagine what it'd be like to not have a door. And our Lord Jesus Christ, we see the necessity of Him. And He shows us and compares Himself to a door to show us the necessity of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's a house of mercy. Bethesda's called the house of mercy. Now, you can't get in that house of mercy without you going through a door. And you won't know what's in that house of mercy till you go through that door. Well, what's in that house of mercy? Mercy? What's in that house of mercy? Grace? What's in that house of mercy? Cleansing? What's in that house of mercy? Healing? What's in that house of mercy? Clothing? Oh, that house of mercy. Ain't you grateful that God got a door so we could go into the house of mercy? Huh? Oh, bless His name. He said, oh, listen, how necessary is a door? And if God had not provided us a door, what would we do? How would we know how to come in? We'd never been able to enter into the presence of God had not Christ come. We'd have never known what peace with God was unless Christ had come. We'd never know what truth is unless there had been a door open for us to learn what truth is. We'd have never had salvation without a door. No salvation, no holiness, no righteousness, and certainly not in heaven without the door. Oh, how necessary. And God provided us a door. And that door is His own blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said to Himself, told His disciples, I'm that door. I'm that door. If there had not have been a door, there would not have been an entrance. And if there hadn't have been an entrance, that we couldn't have come into the presence of God. There had been no mercy for us. We'd have been kept from God for all time in eternity. That would have been horrible. But God said, I got you a door. You want to come in? Come in the house of mercy? You want to come into my presence? You want to know the truth? Come through this door. See how simple it is? So simple. And there's a door. Let me show you something else about this door, our Lord being the door. There's only one. You cannot mistake what door to go in. You go some places and you'll try a door and they'll say, go to the other door. But God said, there ain't no other door. And I tell you what, only one door. Don't waste your time. Don't wear yourself out trying to find another door. Don't try to find another door. Look over here in Acts. Keep John chapter 10. Look over here in Acts chapter 4. Look in Acts chapter 4. You know, people waste their time and wear themselves out trying to find a door. Trying to find a door. Well, if I can get to it myself here. Acts chapter 4. Look in verse 10. Oh, people are trying to find a door all the time, all the time. But look what he said here in verse 10. This is where that impotent man was healed when they were going into the temple. Simon Peter stood up, the apostle Peter stood up, and bid known unto you and to all the people of Israel. I was reading through here the other day, and you know how many times it says, be it known unto you? Be it known unto you. And they start out their message. Do you not know this is what I'm talking about? He said, I want you to know this. He said, I want you to know this. And all the people of Israel, I want you to know this, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of the builders. We don't want this. We're going to build a building without him, which has become the head of the corner. Now listen to it. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given under heaven among men. And I like this right here, whereby we must be saved. Huh? One door. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one. I mean, you can't be confused over one. And you know what our Lord said? He said, if a man comes up any other way, the same is a thief and a robber. All that ever came before me is a thief and a robber. What do they steal? They steal God's glory. They steal God's truth. And they transform it into a lie. That's what they do. They're thieves and they're robbers. And so the door, there's only one. Only one. And all this door has a personality. You never heard of a door having a personality, have you? People spend fortunes on doors. We had a door that broke one time. And I went to get it. Buy a new one. And the insurance is going to pay for it. And there's a wooden door. Wooden frame, wooden doors, everything you know, glass in it, double pane glass in it and all that. And I went to shut the door and it just shattered. Went to get another one. You know what they wanted for that thing? One just like it? $4,500. Needless to say, we didn't get it. Even with the insurance paying for it, I wouldn't have been dishonest enough to stuck the insurance for that. Here's a pretty door. Here's a nice door. Here's a good door. But you know how I got it? Somebody gave them to me. Both of them. But I said all that to say this. You can have a pretty door. Beautiful door. But any door you buy is going to tear up sooner or later. But this door right here has a personality. The Lord Jesus himself said, I am the door. Do you know everything he put before himself, he said, I am? What do you always put before I am there? He said, I want you to know that I am that I am. Before I got here, I was.
While I'm here, I am. And when I leave here, I'll be what was. And I'll be who I'll always be. He said, I am. And I tell you what, he said, I am the door. He said, I'll tell you what, you can go to your ceremonies, but that won't get you through the door. You can have your doctrines, but that's not the door. You can have a profession, and that's not the door. You can make all kinds of achievements, but that's not the door. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself is the door. Huh? Look what He said in verse 15. And that's, you know, talking about Him being the door and having a personality. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And listen to this. I lay down my life for the sheep. You ever heard of a door laying down its life for somebody? Well, this one does. He laid down His life for the sheep. And I tell you, He had a personality. And what a blessed personality it was. Gracious personality. You cannot find a fault in this blessed man. You cannot find a fault in him and who he is and what he did. And let me tell you something else about this door. Not only is it the only one, not only is he has a personality, he said, I am the door. I am. I'm a person. I'm a door. I am the door. And then this door is suitable for anybody. He's the only one able to let us into the presence of God. He's the only one able to communicate unto us God. Nobody else can do that. All the prophets had something to say about God. But none of them said all there is to say about God. But when Christ came, He knew God perfectly, completely, absolutely, because He was God. So He comes to us and He communicates to us God. He said, Philip said, show us the Father and that'll satisfy us. That'll be sufficient. Our Lord said, Philip, have you been with me such a long time and you've not seen me? He said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. One day he told him, he said, I and my Father are one. A bunch of men rushed down and started picking up rocks. He said, what good work are you going to stone me for? He said, we're not going to stone you for a good work. We're going to stone you because you, being a man, make yourself to be God. Huh? And people are still stoning Him over that very reason. If He's God, you've got to bow to Him. If He's just a man, you can do anything you want to. If He loves you, you don't care. If He just stands at your hard mock door, and I tell you what, that don't make any difference. But if He's God Almighty, if He's the only one that can communicate God to us, if He's the only one that can make God known to us, we have to come to Him and Him only.
Amen.
Huh? Oh, I wished I could stand up in front of 10,000 people and say that. Oh my. I'll tell you what, you know how He can communicate between us and God? Because He's man and He is God. And there, united together in one person. See, He can reach all the way to heaven, like Jacob's ladder. Reach all the way to heaven and reach all the way to earth. And He can bring God and man together. Huh? And you know how He does it? Through a door. He's the door. He said, I, you can't come to God unless you come to me. And God can't come to you unless you come through the door, unless you come by me. He can't come to you except through me. When you're outside that door, He sees glorious humanity, blessed humanity, sinless humanity. Go through that door and you find out, oh, this is God too. Oh my, what a glorious, glorious Savior we have. And oh my. And this door, you know how long it's going to last? As long as I am. said it would. He said, I am. Now, how long is I am? Who is the great I am? And that means that this door is going to be the I am perpetual throughout all eternity. There's only one way we'll ever be in the presence of God, here and hereafter, is through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way we'll ever get into glory is through our Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? Oh my. And I tell you, He's for all time and all ages. Our Lord, you know how Abel got in? Through this door. You know how Enoch got in? Through the door. Noah, when that ark was finished, you know how he got in? One door. And when he was in there, the scripture says, God shut the door. If you go through this door, God says, shuts it. You know, you're safe. You're secure here. And ever though Noah was saved from the wrath of God, the judgment of God, the righteousness of God, and the wrath of God, he was saved from all that. But I tell you who bore it. That ark bore it all. And our Lord Jesus Christ bore it all. But there's only one way into that ark and one way into Christ through that one door. He was the door. Abraham got through this door. All that came to him in the Old Testament come through this door. He was the door, He is the door, and shall be the door. There's no other door. He said, Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. Huh? That's a long time, ain't it? You know, there in Revelations we see how many times it says, I am He which was, which is, and which is to come. Tonight I'm going to talk about Him being Alpha and Omega. That means He's the beginning and the ending, and everything in between. Let me tell you something about those who use this door. Oh my. Do you use the door? You all use the door this morning to come in here. Use this door to come in here. You didn't stand outside the door and say, boy, that's a nice looking door. Didn't knock on and say, see how steady it was and how sturdy it was. Boy, that door, stand up. Now, that's a good door. Listen, beat on that thing and that thing will hold up. That'll hold up good. That's a strong door. That's a nice door. I like the color of that door. But none of you stood outside and observed that door this morning. You just knowed it was to come in. And that's the way it is with Christ. People stand outside and they'll say, boy, that's a sure nice looking door. And they'll beat on it, you know, oh my, boy, that's really a nice, nice door. And they don't say, well, I'm going to sit down in front of this door and lean my back up against it. Just stay outside. No, no. Let me show you something over here in Mark chapter 12. Look at Mark chapter 12. You know, and you know, you got to know who the door is, where the door's at, how to get through the door, and somebody's got to tell you about a door. But in Mark 12, you know, you all know the story here, where a lawyer asked him, he said, which is the greatest commandment of all? He said, love the Lord thy God and thy neighbors thyself. And thy Lord answered him. He answered the Lord. And he told him, you know, to love God, what you said is just exactly right. And you know what our Lord answered him? There in verse 34. When Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. You're not far from it. But he wasn't in it. He wasn't in it. He wasn't in it. And that's what happens. People get real close They get so close that they think, well, I think I'm in. I hope I'm in. I'd like to be in. But then they just sit there and look. They never use the door. Never use it. I'll tell you something else about this door. We're not guards at the door. We're not guards at the door. We're not marching up and down in front of this door, you know, marching up and down in front of this door. Show me your papers now. Show me that you got your doctrine right. Show me you got all your T's crossed and your I's dotted. For you can't come in here. Are you a five-pointer, a four-pointer, three-pointer, two-pointer? Are you a tulip or are you a daisy? Are you free will, no will, anything? What are you, know, you've got to guard the door. No, no, no. Can't let you in unless you know, listen. Answer me this many questions. I told you all the time about Tim James joined the church and they put him on probation for 6 weeks. Oh my goodness, could you imagine being put on probation? Did God put us on probation? No. That's the most despicable thing. And I'll tell you something else. There's people that guard the door so much, that all they're looking about is finding some way that they hope somebody does something wrong so they can put them out the door. Huh? Oh my, that's they say, well, how do you deal with people that sin? Same way Christ did. Forgive them. Huh? Listen, if we can't come into church and stay in the church because we sin, I just be ought to be the first one out of here. You know, I've been preaching I've been at this congregation 42 years in March. And not one time have we ever brought accusations against anybody and asked somebody and told somebody that they need to leave. Now, there's been a lot of folks left, but I never made them. And there's been a lot of folks left, and I was glad to say, boy, you look better going than you did coming. And don't let the door hit you on the way out. You know, but I'm not going to guard the door. I'm just going to tell you where the door's at. I'm going to tell you where the door's at. And you know what our Lord said? And this is one thing He said about the personality of His door. He said, you know, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they know me. And they will not follow a stranger. They won't do it. They won't do it. When they hear a strange voice, they say, well, listen, I don't know that voice. That voice is telling me something I need to do instead of what Christ did. That voice is telling me that I need to pray so much and I need to attend so many services. And I got to do this and I got to do another thing. Well, I never heard. No. Then somebody comes along and said, there's only one door. Ah, I hear that voice. One way. Ah, we follow that door. And I tell you what, how we enter this door. We enter by faith. We enter by faith. We believe. We know that this is the only way. We know He's the only way. We know He's the only one. We know that there's no other way. And once you start believing, you cannot keep but believing. You can't do anything else. And we enter in by love. We enter in because we see that this door, the love of God is through this door. The love of God is expressed and centered into our hearts by the Holy Ghost is through this door. We enter by experience and communion. And when you enter in through a door, you know you've left one place and went into another. You come from outside to inside. Or you come from inside to the outside. But you have to leave one place to get to another when you come through this door. You know what we leave when we get to come through this door? Everything that won't go through it. What won't go through it? Self-righteousness won't go through it. Flesh won't go through it. Self-confidence won't go through it. Freewillism won't go through it. Works won't go through it. Won't let, you know, this door won't let any of those things come through there. Huh? And let me tell you something else. These people don't have to have a special qualifications. Don't have special qualifications. There in verse 10, 9 again, look what he says. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. These people who come through this door, they don't have to have any special qualifications. They aren't special. They're not special in their race. The Jews said, we're Abraham's seed. People say, my mom and daddy helped build this building. My mom and daddy paid for that pew. And I'm going to sit on that pew. If anybody sits in that pew, they're going to get out of that pew when I get there. My mom and daddy paid for that. My grandpa and grandpa did. But oh my, they think they're something. Position don't have anything to do with it. The preacher, the prince, the pauper, people who have a lot and people who don't have anything. Who you are, what you are, what you do, has nothing to do with it. Oh, I've got the best education. Oh my goodness. Education don't have nothing to do with it. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm the President of the United States. I don't care who you are. I'm Senator so-and-so. I don't care who you are. Used but one way in this door. Huh? Oh my. Well, I'm wealthy. I can buy the door and go in the door by myself. No, you can't. You can't buy this door. You can't afford it. You know? No, it's God's door. God's already paid for it. It's already been paid for. Ain't it? Oh my. And you know what he says? And this is how he says it. By me. Do you see what he says? I am the door. And by me. If any man. I like that there. By me, if any man. That's the only qualification you have. Is there any man in here? That means any man, woman. Any man, any woman. You know what the distinction is here? It's not the person. The distinction is the door. He said, by me. Enter by me. That's the distinction. The distinction's in the door. It's not in the person who goes through the door. No. And you know what this means? It excludes everything and everybody that thinks they got to have a qualification to get through this door. It excludes them. Huh? If you know if something includes, that automatically excludes. Huh? Those who think their character makes them qualified to go through the door. Those who think that they have lived a good life doesn't qualify. If I can just become a big enough sinner, then I can go through the door. No. You can't get through this door. Can't get through it that way. Say, well, if I felt better about it, that is one of the most deceiving things that people deal with in this world is feelings. Huh? Is feelings. Feelings. Well, I don't feel saved. If I could just feel better. If I could just feel in my heart. If I could just feel something. If I could just feel sinful. If I could feel righteous. If I could feel anything. Feelings have nothing to do with it. Not absolutely nothing. Nothing. I found this thing. Let me listen to this. Feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the Word of God. Naught else is worth believing. Though all my heart should feel condemned for want of some sweet token.
There's one greater than my heart whose word cannot be broken. I'll trust in God's unchanging word till soul and body sever. Though all things shall pass away, His words shall stand forever. That's the only thing I got. That's the only hope I've got is what God said. And God said, "I am." Christ said, "I am the door." That's enough for me.
Amen.
He said, "I'm the door. If you enter in, you got to come by me." And that's what He says: "By me, if any man enter in." Well, I believe I'll go through the door again this morning. Oh, if I could feel sad enough and grief enough and joy, but I don't feel those. And listen, there's times that you don't feel nothing. How many times in your spiritual life have you not absolutely felt nothing? Did that change God? Did that change His Word? Does that change Christ? Does that change His blood? No. So I tell you what, dive in. Oh my. You know, and I tell you, this excludes anybody that has any action or deed. People say, "You just don't know what I," you know, they'll come to Christ and say, "You don't you know what I did? You don't know what I did to get here. Now let me in." You know, they make these jokes about when you meet St. Peter at the Golden Gate. Listen, St. Peter ain't got nothing to do with the gate. He ain't a saint either. But no matter what it is, any action or any deed, you don't know what I did to get here. Oh my goodness, I gave and I gave and I gave and I paid and I paid and I paid and I worked and I worked and I worked. And I preached and I preached and I preached. Started churches. Oh, you Lord, I won thousands of people to Jesus. Raised millions of dollars for your cause. Depart from me. You can't get through this door. You're not coming in here. You can go. There's another door you're going to go through, but you're not coming in this door. Oh my. And then if you come up to a door and it's marked private, private, you're not going to go in that door if it's marked private. That's somebody else's door. How do you get in? Well, somebody's got to let you in. Huh? Few will enter. But you come up to a door, conspicuously not marked door, it's evidence to be used. Just door. Entrance. Well, listen, this is the way to go in. Me and Daryl was down in Smyrna the other day, and we went through the door, went way up in the elevator, and went through there. And the first thing, we was looking for a certain door. Was it 320, Daryl? Wasn't the door 320? Well, we turned the wrong way. Now, if we'd have kept going on that way, but the one good thing about it, it dead end. So we had no choice but turn around and go the other way. And we walked a long, long way to find that one door. And that was the door we was looking for. None of the rest of them doors would have done, just that one door. That's the one we was looking for. And that's the way it is with Christ. You take the wrong turn, you miss the door. There's only one door, only one way to get there, and only one way to go to get there. Huh? Oh my. And I tell you, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the door. Come in and look at His promises." He said, "I give them life and life more abundantly." That's a promise. Huh? And oh, listen, let me hurry on here. Look at the privileges of those who have entered by the door. Look there in verse 9 again. And these privileges, these promises belong to all of those who enter, and there's no exceptions to it. He said, "By me, if any man enter in," listen to what he said, "he shall be saved." There's no salvation any other words except through this door. He said, "He shall be saved." The minute that door goes through that door, I shall be saved.
Christ said, you shall be saved. At once, forever, altogether, completely. Paul said, you're complete in Christ. Huh? And oh, not only that shall he be saved. And you notice that's in the past tense, saved, he shall be saved. Not hopes to be saved, maybe saved, but oh no, he shall be saved. If he comes in by me, he shall be saved. And then he'll have liberty. Look what he says. He shall go in and out. What in the world is he talking about here? He'll have freedom. You know, this is one thing our Lord does for us. He sets us free. He sets us free from tradition and bondage and law and works. And oh, he sets us free. Christ didn't put us in a prison. Ain't you grateful he didn't put us in a prison? Bind us up with a bunch of laws and rules and regulations? Huh? I heard a preacher say one time, you know, he's talking about the world. He said, love not the world, neither things in the world. He said, that word things, it means I can preach against anything I want to preach against. I'm not preaching against things. I'm preaching against sin and Christ. And there's only one thing that makes the difference between sin and Christ. Christ himself. The issue between God and man is sin, and Christ is the only one that can put it away. Ain't that right? And I'll tell you what, listen, liberty shall go in and out. Our Lord, there's no prison here. We go in and out. What does this mean? You know, he gives us his word. We go in and out of his word. We love his word. We learn from his word. We have freedom in the word. In his church, his blessed church, we go in the church. We are in the church. And we're not under any kind of bondage. You know the only bondage we're under is love. Faith worketh by love. By this shall all men know you're my disciples. How? Because you'll love one another. And then we'll have access. Look what it says. Shall go in. Oh my. We can go in anytime we want to. Go in where? Go into the presence of God. Go into the presence of Christ. What are we doing there? We're pleading. We go there to hide. We go in there for fellowship. We go in there for instruction. We go in there for enjoyment. To enjoy God. Enjoy Christ. And then you know you can go out. You can go out. Go out what? Well, the shepherd goes before us and leads us out. Ain't that what he said? He shall, when he lets his sheep go out, the scripture says that he leads them and they shall follow him. So he's the one who takes us out. He said, I'll lay them down by green pastures, lay them down in green pastures. But we go out to honor him, to serve him. We're the sheep of his pasture. We're not our own. Let me show you a verse of scripture. Over in Psalm 100. This is a wonderful, wonderful Psalm 100. I thought of this automatically this morning, and I ain't got it in my notes, but I tell you what, this is something that'll, I believe, will be a blessing to you. Psalm 100. Look down there in verse 4 when you get there. When you get over there to verse 4, or excuse me, verse 3. When you get to Psalm 100, look in verse 3. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God? Now listen to this. It is he that hath made us. We didn't make ourselves. Well, what did he make us to do? Made us his people. And this is what else he said. And the sheep of his pasture. We didn't make ourselves sheep. He did. He did. And oh my. We're the sheep of his pasture. We're not his own. And oh, what green pastures he puts us in sometimes. Oh my. I'm in a green pasture this morning. Oh my. I'm enjoying it. I feed in this glorious pasture. And then what he said, and you'll be fed. He said, you shall go in and out. And listen to what he said, and find pasture. Our find pasture. You know what our spiritual food is? Christ. Our Christ is our spiritual food. It's through Him, in Him, and around Him. And so by God's blessed grace, let's enter in. Enter in. A door is easy access. We don't have to climb over some wall of philosophy or morality. We don't have to climb over the wall of do better or the word of law. No, no. Let us enter. It's a door for sheep. It's a door for any man. It's a door for people who feel a great, great need. And Christ is the only one who can meet that need. Huh? Let's enter in. Let's enter the door. And that door is the Lord Jesus Christ. No need to fear to draw near to Him. Oh, He's meek and lowly. You know, kings have doorkeepers, chamberlains, master of ceremonies. But our great Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior, He has nobody, nobody watching the door. Come on in. And ain't nobody there going to keep you out. Keep you out. Our Father, oh, our Father. Oh, your precious word. Oh, your precious, precious word. Honey to the taste. Sweet, precious food. And Lord, thank you for making things so simple for us. We're simple people, and we need simplicity. We need singularity. And Lord, we cannot be confused as long as we look to you and come to you and believe you and trust you. And so, Lord, we bow our hearts and thank you. Bless your holy name. God bless these dear saints. Open hearts and bring sinners to Christ. Convince them of their sin. Convince them of righteousness. And convince them of judgment. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.